NBC Sports Show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
All right, you know it. You absolutely know it. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. We have so much going on in the sports world, but we cannot address, or we can't go any further without addressing. I mean, we'll get into the rundown, but are y'all on Twitch? If you guys are on Twitch, you get a chance to see just some smooth. I mean, we got... I don't want to say that we are shirts and skins because we're not, because you can hear that every day. You hear that every day, or excuse me, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. But if you are watching right now, you see our own little rendition of shirts and skins because it's so damn hot in here. It's 73. By the way, weather's supposed to get up to 75 degrees a day. 50% chance of thunderstorms within the hour. Yeah, not just in the day, within the hour. My man Ricky Cody TV on Twitter got you coming in with a lot of showers today. It's going to be wet. It's going to be air that you can wear, as he likes to say, and you will be dripping wet, man. Told you, it's going to be a while before we get a chance to get a little bit of sun in the 7-day forecast, and we ain't seen sun in a while. Just maybe little peaks of it, but it ain't came in a while. What's going on? I'm Adam Wagner. You can find me on Twitter, Not the Fake Wags. My man Isaiah Collier, Not the Fake Zay.
What's popping?
No clothes for you. That's not your collar. Your collar's definitely not popping. Just the neck roll.
I'm rolling shirt off. Shout out to my guy, Trey Elling, the skins of shirts and skins. I feel like he would do this also.
Because Chad never takes his shirt off.
Yeah, Chad doesn't take his shirt off.
That's not the studio joke. That's not the that's his thing, right? Like
I feel like he's more confident since he's lost weight with soda.
Oh, I didn't know it was a confidence thing. I thought it was like a rash that, like, when he goes to the ocean, he wears a rash guard.
I was assuming.
Oh, right.
Great guy. But, you know.
BD.
Yeah, but
I'm not. Great conference.
Great conference yesterday.
Great conference.
Oh, yeah.
We got the right. That's just good PD in right there.
That's great PD.
That's just good PD. Great PD.
Yeah, absolutely elite. But, yeah, man, I'm rolling in here. Again, one thing about this station that I've learned in my 3 years going on for this fall, you got to be able to make adjustments here. And I brought the fan, you know, the portable fan, thinking it was a good idea. And if you heard this weird just blasting,
this audible
before,
sound, a little audible sound.
That was the fan. I had to turn it off. So now I'm really adjusting. I have to go into straight Larry Bird mode in Boston Garden when Red Auerbach was cheating. Like you remember when I want to say it was against the Lakers.
He just threw it on Auerbach. He just like Auerbach.
Oh, Red Auerbach was absolute cheater.
I would say he was working the refs better than Krzyzewski.
Yeah, if you're a Boston guy, it's Auerbach, right?
Auerbach.
It's Auerbach.
You got to drop that.
I've heard people say it two different ways.
You got to drop the A. You got to drop the R and roll out the AU.
Auerbach. Okay, so either way, Rick, the cheater who was in the mob, he turned the AC off in the legendary Boston Garden during one of those legendary final series between the Celtics and the Lakers.
Another AC gate.
Yeah, smooth AC gate. I would say LeBron, but we're reaching there. So I'm going to go with Larry Bird. I'm not going to cramp up.
I was referencing the LSU Texas
LSU Texas game. Yeah. Didn't work out. They
turned their damn air off.
Yeah. Didn't work out too good. I feel like that was more of bulletin board material for Coach O and the Tigers.
I think you're absolutely
right,
my friend.
Not good. Yeah, they flipped that on us. But I'm going with the old Larry Bird, where it didn't faze him. This ain't nothing. Look, this is my roots. Your boy is African descent. I don't know what part of Africa. I feel like it's more Western. You know, I asked my mom the other day. She was like, you can't rep Nigeria. And I was like, then what are we? She was like, I don't know. And I was like, thanks, mother. That's a big help.
Hey, why don't we go with, let's go with Ivory Coast.
What? See.
That's West?
Yeah, but either way, I'm a tropical brother. So this is, you know, the ancestors lived through way tougher times than this in the heat.
Sure.
So I'm going to go within my inner ancestor of African. And you see me sporting the smooth. See, I'm proud of my body. I'm body confident. You know what I'm talking about? Like, this ain't nothing.
You should
be. Like, y'all seeing all
you
of me.
You should be.
This ain't nothing. You know, shout out to our guy, Mark Henry, Sexual Chocolate, who are doing it big dark skinned brothers.
He's on a mission.
Yeah,
too.
He's on a mission. Yeah, you see him lose all that weight.
He's got 20 more pounds to lose, and that's his goal?
Yeah, that's
looking
big
good,
time.
Man. Looking fit.
Yeah, but do you remember the Mark Henry Sexual Chocolate era where they would do like the Hershey chocolate thing? Fire. So
great
he was,
marketing.
Great marketing. He was paving the way for dark skinned brothers for a long, especially big dark skinned brothers like myself. So, yeah, this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. I'm good with this, dog.
Nah, you're straight.
Neck roll on deck. You know the neck roll has to stay.
And you know, you're not afraid to let it out at the beach either, man. You let it roll, dude.
Let it roll.
That's how I am, dude. I went through a phase when I was like 33, 35, where I was kind of a little bit insecure about my body, just a little bit.
Because you didn't have that military Marine body that you had.
I started to lose it for the first time, exactly. And I was just like, man, you know what, dude? I'm starting to get fun. Then I embraced dad bod. I just really took it on really just head. And now I just sit there. I'm out at the beach sipping on a Mai Tai, sitting there with my finger in my belly button, just letting it all out, man.
Yeah.
I don't even shave the chest anymore. I got the taco meat just popping.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. I got to tell you. All right, before we get into the one time, man, I was at Lifetime Pool. And after I saw this, I had to shave my chest immediately.
Oh,
Not right there, but I mean, as soon as we went home, like I got in the shower and I did some man grooming, some body grooming.
Some women like the Burt Reynolds look.
Some. Not my wife. Some. But I'm down here. I got my arms laid out at 180 degrees. I'm straddling the side of the pool, observing, taking in, watching Reed, doing some hooping, water hooping and everything. And I'm looking down and I see this this island of hair floating. And I'm like, oh my God. And I try and swipe it away. But it's from my chest, dog.
Oh,
it's
no.
from my chest.
No.
So I was just like, oh, that is gross. That is foul. And then I got up out the damn pool, and it's just like I'm looking like Wolverine, man. Not like Hugh Jackman. But I mean, the fur is just there. It's groomed. It's laying to me, man.
Yeah, put some respect on Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, well, I did. We got a power cage. We got a squat rack. We got the free weights coming, man. We're actually investing in ourselves, man. We cut out. Well, I cut out the Lifetime membership. My wife's about to cut out her Lifetime membership. She just keeps it for the stand-up paddleboarding access and everything like that. If you got the one by the Arboretum, you get to do all that kind of stuff, be out on the water. It's pretty dope. But anyway, I mean, man, we had to go with, investing in ourselves with the pandemic and the quarantine stuff going down. So figure if you can't use gyms, might as well work out in your own home. But man, we got an elliptical, dude. I'm embracing. I got to get it back.
Y'all are adding everything, bro. That's why I keep calling it Wagner Villas, bro.
Well, I mean,
that's a good ass name, Sam.
Right.
That's some good producing. Catchy. Right there. That's just some good producing. I used to call it, Casa de Wagner. But I mean, I'm not.
That sounds like a resort.
Well, I'm trying to make it a resort. Oh, we're putting in a pool. I forgot to tell y'all. Might as well put it in there. I mean, we're putting in a pool, man. I'd love to have you guys out there and break this in. Kind of like Cousin Eddie style.
Cousin Eddie?
Man, vacation. National Anthem vacation.
Oh, okay.
I can't swim, Clark. I know that, Eddie.
Yo, Eddie was hitting that eggnog hard, boy.
Oh, he loved it, man. It's good.
Eggnog hard.
On the show today, man, we're going to be coming in hot here. It seems like we already are coming in hot. We'll give you a PGA Championship rundown, EPL Championship Sunday. All right, so what happens here? In just a little bit, every team in the English Premier League will be kicking off and playing their last game of the 38-week season. And then, so the top four teams, we already know that Manchester City and Manchester United are in. But then, you know, between Leicester, Chelsea, and Liverpool, between these three, the three through the five, these three clubs have a chance to qualify for Champions League. We'll keep you informed on that here in just a little bit. And then obviously the UCL final preview, and then the right call coming up here to tie a bow on this bad boy for the first hour. We'll get into the hour update in 10 o'clock, and then Sam Stash returns. Sammy, what are we looking with here today? Birthday boy?
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
It was Thursday.
He had a stripper come to the TV station and deliver Tiff's treats to him.
I told everybody I wanted an old one, but nobody believed me. They got me like a young, you know, virile one. I was looking for like 60 plus, not, 70
oh,
plus.
Oh yeah, that's Sammy's type.
Homie, it happened. Sammy's type. Like a really good looking woman came and delivered him some.
Sammy, before we move on, I have to know, who's your celebrity like older woman crush? Because talking about 60 plus, who's that woman?
Oh, if we're actually talking 60 plus, jeez. How old is Nicole Kidman?
That doesn't count.
Does that not count?
Because again, we're gonna have our bracket very soon. It's coming this summer when things dry out a little bit. And Nicole Kidman, I'm not gonna say that she's gonna be in a two or three seed that could maybe go all the way, but she's a tough out.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what.
What? What?
Are you questioning?
I was growing up in the 90s and everything, I've never really been into Nicole Kidman.
I'm sorry.
And that's why she might get eliminated.
Have you never seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes, I've seen it, Sam.
And the
girls,
still?
The girls at the party were better at the...
You're wild. That's insane. That's
you seen Big Little Liars?
Yes.
See, right, Nicole, you gotta watch that.
Bro.
Because Nicole, she doing her thing.
All right, so let's set a date.
It's HBO.
When are we doing this? Let's set a date.
I don't know. We got a lot of sports going on, but the people want this. The people want this. And again, should we do the men version first? Because I feel like it would look a lot better to do that. So people could be like, man, you guys are trash. Y'all are degrading women, this and that. And then we could be like, no, we did a men's one.
No, because we have to redeem ourselves.
So you want to look like trash first
and then come back hot.
All right.
Speaking of hot, let's come in hot, baby. This is why I'm hot. This is why. Oh, that throwback, man. You hear that reverb? You hear that reverb with the door open? Yes. Yes. Oh, is this clean? That's what I'm talking about. That's just good producing. All right, so we have brought in a new segment. We brought in a lot of new segments to the show if you actually paid attention to the rundown there. I rattled off so much stuff.
We're doing
going
a
on.
Lot.
We have a
We're
lot doing going a lot. On. We have a lot going on. But you know what? Good shows grow. Good shows grow. I was up to like 4 a.m. last night.
Yeah, so. How hype were you? He texted me after our great... great conference with our great program director, Chad Hastings. He was so amped. He texted me and he was just like, yo, I love you, bro. And he made it like as manly as it could. So he had to make an explicit, you know, word in there. He had to throw it in there. So I effing love you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Because he's so amped. Because he's he sees the vision of where this show could go, which... It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting, Sammy. And I feel you. I didn't know he was doing that. I didn't know you were going to come back with it. This is why I'm hot. That was epic. Bravo,
I guess you missed
my
the
guy.
First one. Yeah, that was.
Y'all did it with Smash Simmons last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to Smash Simmons, man. That's my guy. That's a great person.
Dude, is he the voice of St. Edwards?
Yes.
Has to be, right?
1,000%.
Has to be, right?
1,000%. He is the voice of St. Edwards.
Club Deportes as well. The host of Club Deportes in English.
Great show.
In English on Thursday nights.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Did a really good job sitting in for you, man.
Rocking the Luka jersey, which is a great segue to, I guess, what we could talk about.
Let's
this is
go. What are you coming in hot on?
Okay. let's talk about this, because we're going to break down the whole playoffs, and I'm not going to, the right call is coming up later, so I got a different topic for that. So let's start with the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers game yesterday, where the Mavericks, man, took a very, very, very good grip on this series by winning game one in LA, which I'm not going to lie, I was shocked. Like, I was really shocked. I did not think that Dallas would come in there with that confidence. And I say with that confidence because Luka, at the beginning of the game, Wags, we're not even 4 minutes in, he goes to the hole and finishes on Pat Beverly. And we know how Pat Beverly likes to bark. He's like a little pit bull that won't shut the hell up. And Luka said, you know what? I'm going to put my foot down early, and I'm going to make a point to show these guys, yo, we're not the same Dallas team from last year. I'm not the same player. Right, right. I've gotten better. And he finished on Pat Beverly and said, you're too effing small. And I was like, okay, we might have a series here. And that was only in like the first three and something minutes. And that kind of goes to show, you know, where Dallas is at. And Rick Carlisle outcoached the hell out of Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue, come on, what are you doing? Mean, Zubac?
That's kind of been like that for a while, right? I mean, yeah. Lue kind of gets mismatched with the X's.
He does. And LeBron covered up a lot of those, you know, mistakes that he probably would have had if he didn't have a LeBron-type player who was basically a coach on the floor.
Can you LeBron haters admit that at least?
Yeah, come on.
Can you guys at least admit that?
Come on. But when you have a player like Zubac who is very slow-footed, why, with all the defenders that you have on the Clippers, elite defenders like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley's a good defender, Morris is a good defender, and you're going to leave Zubac on the island because you're switching? Like, that's very lazy. And when it comes to the playoffs, you can't afford to do things like that. And he figured it out in the second half, but the Mavericks already got their juices flowing. They were already rolling. They were already confident. Finley Smith was hitting shots. Tim Hardaway Jr. had a great game. Jalen Brunson came off the bench and was really good for the team. So they just gave the Mavericks confidence that they really didn't need because, again, in the playoffs, matchups are what really prevails. And Rick Carlisle said, hey, if they're just going to switch out with Zubac in the first half and we got Luka, then Luka's going to eat them alive all game and we're going to steal game one like they did.
So when the game was completely over, right, I said, oh, man, that was a huge win for Dallas. And my son looks at me, he's just like, what are you talking about? It's just a 4-5. And I'm just like, you don't understand. Like, I don't think these teams are legitimate 4-5s. Do you believe that for the entire seed of the West? Do you think that maybe because the Lakers are so low at 7 that the seeds got shuffled up just a little bit and, you know, we're seeing probably a Western Conference, a potential Western Conference finals, multiple Western Conference finals in the first round?
Yeah, it's loaded, man, we could see because Steph Curry is at home like us watching the playoffs, and that goes to
calling Clay saying, yeah, you ready, dog?
Yeah, and that goes to show how deep the West is, because when you got a MVP type player like Steph Curry, who's probably gonna get third in MVP voting, and he's not even playing in the playoffs, like, you probably couldn't say that for the last 15 years for a player. You know, so that just goes how deep, you know, shows how deep the West is. And you got, you know, the what, back-to-back, or not back-to-back champs, but the champs who are trying to go back-to-back, they're playing an away game today. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Reed has a good point there. Like, there's just a lot of parity in the West, and it's always been like that. But I think with the bubble, you know, all the teams that really...
I didn't think I was overlooking it, though. I was just...
Oh, man, the bubble was such a huge part into how a lot of teams went about this season. Or
how they approached it, right.
Yeah, or right. How the season hit them. Like, again, with the Lakers,
with
Jamal Murray. Like, Jamal Murray dominated the bubble last year. So you got to be able to, you know.
We'll get into that.
You got to be able to go on vacation, rest your body. They had such a quick turnaround that you saw a lot of these players get hurt because you didn't really see them. They weren't able to recover like they normally would. Like LeBron James, the most durable player in NBA history. He got hurt this year, was out a really long time, which we're going to have to look at that this whole playoff run that the Lakers have, because he's not going to be 100% this run. I don't care what you say.
I think he'll find a way to get back to 100.
You still think he's just that guy?
He is, man. No one. The only way he gets stopped when he drives to the lane is if he gets fouled.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it today. He can see three out there, and he's going
to
hit it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know the rules don't apply to him, obviously.
And by the way,
him going out with Michael B. Jordan and Drake, which obviously goes against COVID protocols. But when you run the league, it doesn't matter. Like, you can't vote. You can't out yourself. That's like Adam Silver talks to LeBron about every single suspension in the league. Hey, Bron, we're about to suspend Donovan Mitchell for so-and-so, for example. Should we? Like, Bron's like... Yeah, but take it easy on them. Take it easy on them.
I would go a little bit light with it.
Yeah, and again, Adam Silver, he's his own man. He does a great job. But,
show him some mercy.
Yeah, but if Patrick Mahomes went out with Idris Elba and Brad Pitt or something, and he had to play the next day, I think Patrick Mahomes is taking the field. That's just me.
I don't know.
Tom Brady, same thing. I think they're taking the field.
So I got one thing before we go to break. My coming in hot segment, I've seen a lot of conference predictions out there, right? And I saw yours. I agree with yours to a little bit. I think the Blazers are actually going to sweep.
Oh,
the
my
Nuggets.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't think the Nuggets are anything without Murray.
Oh, man.
Like, I saw, you know, the Joker trying to bring it down. I mean, you can't – the ball is in Joker's hands way too much, and – if you ask me, Porter's got to hit some big shots. Like, if Michael Porter ain't going to hit those shots, and Gordon ain't doing what he used to do back in Orlando. I thought he was going to be a nice addition, a nice piece to Denver, but that ain't happening. But the one thing that I will say, right, you got the Wizards getting swept. I'm coming in hot, baby. I got the Wizards actually taking it in 7.
Oh, my
Lord. Oh, the rivalry does not die yet. Hey, Westbrook.
What rivalry?
Westbrook, are you and Embiid friends? Are y'all friends? Man, bleep no. That dude, and because you said it best, right? You said it best in your preamble for your breakdown for the NBA playoffs, right? It's all about matchups. It really is all about matchups. And the Wizards match up pretty well with the Sixers because the Sixers are weak as hell on the perimeter, all right? Now, look, I'm just saying with – you know, you got Bertans out there. Bertans, if he can hit some shots, that could be a little bit of a factor in this series because he's a liability on defense. We know that. And Russell Westbrook is going to be the dude, the engine that keeps it going, right? If this series continues to go 7, it's more into the advantage of the Wizards because of how much stamina Westbrook has. The engine doesn't stop. And now the sharpshooter of all sharpshooters, Brad Beal. Brad Beal out there on the perimeter. They won't be able to – the Sixers will not be able to keep up with threes. Now, you're going to be sacrificing threes for twos, obviously, because the inside is going to be dominated by Embiid. But if Embiid's going to step out and get on the perimeter, I'll take those percentages every day because the long rebounds will come to Westbrook. He'll get his triple-double. And it really does kind of go with Westbrook, right? He could have a triple-double, but if he still ain't having good chemistry and flow, that's it for the Wizards, man.
This is zero homer in you right now. This is just straight objective, great radio personality
there
call
might
right
be,
here.
I'm glad that you have really good court vision that way because there might be 20% homer.
All right. That's all I need to know.
There might be 20%
influence. That's all I needed to know. I could fire back at you. I could have all these rebuttals. We could have all these great debates about why I think you're absolutely bat spit crazy. But I'm not because you're 20% homer, which to me
you can't talk to me.
With how nuts you're sounding in a way, it sounds a little bit more like 50. But... you're saying that are very accurate. They do have mismatches in some ways. I think Bradley Beal's hamstring might be a bigger factor than what we're talking about.
But I didn't want to straddle. See, I didn't want to be that guy that says if they're healthy.
I mean, yeah, because that's not, you know, realistic. We gotta understand how they are now. But Martise Thybulle is one of the best defenders in the league. Ben Simmons is one of the best defenders in the league. Tobias Harris, y'all have nobody that can match up with him, really. Like, Rui Hachimura, I think that would be his matchup. It might be a tough series for Rui.
That's what I meant by Bertans being a liability on defense.
There's Doc Rivers is a way better coach than Brown was. So, those play in the factor. But that Homer stuff, I love it.
That 20%, man.
Okay.
It's 50. Just a small, it's a minor influence. Sam, we got to go to break.
Great.
He's calling the 20. He's calling not just the 20%. He's calling a 20 on the court there. He's saying, hey, we got to take a timeout. Hey, don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're going to be breaking down a little bit of the PGA Championship out there in, I believe it's Kiawah Island, South Carolina. It's beautiful out there. Just a lot of pirates. A lot of pirates.
Let's get it, lefty. Bounce back, baby. That? Bounce
Hitting
back.
Bombs! Hitting bombs!
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Myself, Isaiah Collier, and Sam Pikachu bring you in and off these Austin radio airwaves every Sunday. That's right. And in the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to the PGA Championship from it's not the island of Kiawah. It's Kiawah Island, South Carolina, right the coast of the East, and where a lot of pirates were out there. Yes, I don't know if you're into pirates or not, but I was in a Blackbeard back in the day. That's right, and everything off. That's why Florida's so appealing to me, too, right? There's a lot of booty out there. Bounty. No, it's booty. I mean, that's booty.
There's booty out there.
It's booty.
Trust me, I've been to Florida plenty of times.
That's what I was trying to get with.
Miami, they had a lot of booty.
That double entendre there. We call that double entendre. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Where you talk about booty and you talk about booty, and it's kind of like, you know, cinnamon, not cinnamon toast crunch. We're talking about synonyms. Synonym. That's a tough word to say. Synonyms.
You're struggling.
Synonyms.
You're struggling.
You hear it though. Synonym.
Cinnamon.
No, not synonym. You're thinking of food. I'm thinking about literature. I'm supporting literature. Synonym. Boom. That's what it was. All right. So. What we got going on now, PGA Championship. You got a golfer at all?
I mean, you know I got to go with my guy Lefty, bro.
Lefty, right? That's, Mr. Phil Mickelson, who's playing out of his mind.
Come on, man.
Playing out of his mind right now, man. So, all right, so he tees off at 1:30 p.m. today, but he's right behind him is Koepka, who is my guy. So, I mean, we didn't plan this. Like, we didn't plan having our guys at the top here. I just think Mickelson's playing out of his mind.
Yeah, Lefty's not supposed to be here.
Like, he even came to his close, on Friday. They asked him, did you see yourself playing so well? And he was just like, do you think you can actually, see yourself winning this PGA Championship? And to paraphrase Mickelson here, he goes, well, I mean, there's still a lot of golf to play here, but right now I'm playing really well. Very humble approach to it. Didn't want to be too ahead of his skis. Usually when you see Mickelson, it's sound bites of him going, I'm coming to the range today, baby, and I'm hitting bombs. Like coming down the driveway at Augusta or whatever, knowing that he ain't got a shot at the Masters, but he just wants to make like a couple of really nice shots, just put a couple of nice shots together and kind of make the cut or be in the running for a little bit to kind of get a decent purse. Well, I mean, now he's actually got a chance to take this thing home unless Koepka has anything to do with it. What about Oosthuizen? Oosthuizen? You think Oosthuizen can get anything going here? Or maybe Streelman? How about Grace?
Nope.
No, you think
it's Lefty's day.
Lefty's day
all
day.
Lefty's day, bro. Come on. This is one of those stories that inspires us all. That's what Tom Brady said. Come on. Like, this is what he does, man. One of the smoothest swings we've ever seen on the tour.
He was at the range working some kinks out, though.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You tighten it up just after, a nice little round of golf. You come back and, once you have the lead, now you're not, I don't know if you should be fixing too much. I mean, it looks like, some things are working with you. The wrenches are working. Yeah, you might not want to fix the tool in the shed if it ain't broke. You know what I mean? Why replace it? You got that crafty crescent wrench there. Hopefully he's not working too much of it out. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
You're not getting that analogy there?
I'm not the best golfer, Wags.
Neither am I, man. I'm just throwing stuff out there. We should have got Bob Blue on here.
We should have.
Bob Blue is one hell of a scratch golfer as well. He does some really good stuff with
organizations. Yeah, playing through was fire yesterday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Carl Mickelson, no relation. No relation to Phil.
Disappointing. He needs to go back and really look at that.
See the genealogy?
He's probably really looked that through. I talked about how I don't know what part of Africa I'm from.
Yeah,
he can't say I don't know if I'm really not related to him.
Right.
Go look. There might be somebody in Europe.
Championship is actually live right now, but the big names are still yet to play. Jason Day is +4 right now and going through a shot right now. I can't do golf. I just can't. Like, Scott Van Pelt's one of the best to ever do it. You know, he's one of the best journalists, but I can't do golf. Jason Day hits it onto the green. It's great. But I can't tell you, I can't tell you every damn golfer, you know, in the slate, but whatever. I know the big guys, I know the big names, and I know the ones that make us money, and that's that's basically the reason for this show is to make money. Oh, that is a nice putt there. That's the one thing I can admire, nice putts. You know what I mean? Because everybody can hit the damn ball off the tee box, or at least I can. You know, you just get up there and crush it. It's kind of like going to Topgolf. All right, EPL Championship Sunday. Like I mentioned, this is a big day. In just 20 minutes, all the teams in the English Premier League will be kicking off. And, you need the keyboard? And, four of them, the top four, well, two of them are already in, but from 3, 4, and 5, these guys, Chelsea, Leicester, and Liverpool, not in that order. It's Chelsea, Liverpool, and Leicester. These guys will be playing for the berth of the 2022 United Champions or UEFA Champions League. So, or the qualifying for Premier League. And now 5 and 6 and 7, you have Tottenham down there at the 7th spot. They're playing it. If they do win, they have a chance to qualify for Europa League. However, there's some controversy here. Striker Harry Kane from Tottenham probably is set on his way in summer to transfer out and maybe even land in one big name like Manchester United. That's where I'm kind of penciling him in, or possibly City. Sounds like Pep might be going after him and trying to poach him, but that'll be the battle. It'll probably be one of the clubs from Manchester there. But I really like Chelsea's chances today. I think, you know, if they can, each team has to win, by the way, 3, 4, and 5. They're in a scenario where there's only 1 point margin between the difference between the both of them. 66 is the points that Liverpool and Leicester have right now, and then 67 is Chelsea. So it's very tight. The winner, essentially, you win and you're in. Each of these clubs control their destiny, so we'll see what's going on there. I like Chelsea's chances. However, there is a big, big check to be filled, right? Because, you know, also they have Champions League. They have the final coming up against Manchester City. So we'll see what Tuchel rolls out. Obviously, you want to conserve a little bit, but you got some time. You got about a week to rest up and recuperate and to get refit. So we'll see how that goes. A lot going on there. Again, we got the right call coming up on the other side of the break. And then your hour update. We got Sam Stash, a little bit of birthdays going down. Al Walsh joins us at 10:30 to talk a little bit about all the green that you need in your pocket. Of course, he's going to be bringing his Brooklyn Nets in. He's going to be talking about that. Man, I thought it was looking a little bit grim for the Nets. Down 12 with the big three of them actually being on the court. I thought maybe, you know, some eyebrow raising. What you got going on?
Yeah, right. You should have heard what Kyrie Irving was saying after the game. Like, I was like, you have some nerve, Kyrie.
What, like arrogance?
Yeah, the man was like, yeah, we put on the show this game. Hopefully we could do that.
I mean, they put on the show for the quarter, I would say. For the fourth quarter is when they actually
put on a show,
you know, playing coy.
Yeah, like that's how they're taking this. That's how they're taking this. They're like, okay, like we might have been down a little bit, but we're going to find our rhythm. Like we have the best players in the world. They run no offense. Like the difference between them and the Warriors that KD was on with Steph and Clay and obviously Draymond that made their run, that team had so much movement. This team is just all ISO ball, which is fine. Like, they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with it. But, like, watching them play, it's so easy. It's like, who has the mismatch? Oh, it's KD. All right, give it to him. KD, ISO, go to work. Cool. Oh, Kyrie, it's your turn. All right, they just switched. You have a bad matchup? Okay, cool. Tristan Thompson, your lunch meat. James Harden, your turn? All right, bet. Cool.
Did Tristan Thompson surprise you a little bit yesterday?
He had a good game. He had a good game.
Pretty good game.
Yeah, but he was still lunch meat on the island.
Definitely lunch meat. Just said it. We'll get it here when we go to break. Anyways, just finishing on this breakdown. All right, so in the EPL, you do have City and United. They're through. They're clear already. Chelsea and Liverpool, Leicester City, you know, the 3, 4, and 5 there. And then West Ham, the Hammers, just underneath them. So if the Hammers win, all right, the Hammers not so much getting into in the Champions League, but they'll just secure their spot there for Europa. And then Everton breathing down the necks of Tottenham Hotspur. You know, they're trying to qualify to get into Europa League, and they'll have to do so if they want to have any kind of influence to keep Harry Kane there. But this is huge also, because if Chelsea can secure their spot and qualify for Champions League, and they also win Champions League on Saturday, the 2021 Champions League, they have a really good chance at getting Erling Haaland, the top striker, the youngest striker in all of the world. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the UCL final preview. And then actually, no, I'm sorry. We just did that. We have the right call coming up. We'll find out what they have to say. And what his right call is on the other side of the break. It's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Shout out and congratulations to Texas baseball and women's tennis for securing their championship victories. National champs for women's tennis, the Lady Longhorns there, and then Big 12 conference champions for the Seamheads of Texas as well. So getting it done on the 40 acres, I'm sure, Occupy Left Field and Company, Greg Swindell, and everybody out there, Keith Moreland as well. I'm sure everybody out there is just happy as hell that the Longhorns are on their way. I mean, I think number two now. I think nationally ranked number two. I don't know. Might have to double check on that, but I believe that's the rankings that I saw. I'll get you that at the break. But now, without further ado, you guys know it's time for the right call. What's the right call here, Zay?
Appreciate it, Wags. And let's go back to the NBA, and let's go to the Nuggets Trailblazers series. And the Nuggets.
What do you got this in?
Excuse me?
You got this going 7?
I had this going 7. And to what you said earlier about you think this might be a sweep, you're starting to look more and more correct and starting to convince me more and more, because the Nuggets have kind of kicked themselves in the butt on this one. And the right call would have been when you drafted Nikola Jokic to say, hey, you want number 15? You can't have that 15, because we had a guy that we drafted here once upon a time that wore number 15 and did some really good things for us. And his name is Carmelo Anthony.
Baltimore.
However that relationship ended, it doesn't matter. You respect the man to not give his jersey away, because he is one of the best players to ever come to your franchise. That jersey should be hung in the rafters. It should be.
I agree with that.
Like, I don't really care what, you know, how salty y'all felt about him going to New York. It doesn't matter. But the fact that y'all gave it to Nikola Jokic, who now is tarnished, it's y'all messed up now, because Nikola Jokic is going to get MVP this year. And, you know, that kind of contradicts, you know, the Carmelo Anthony wearing the 15, and now Nikola Jokic is going to wear 15. So you're probably going to put his jersey in the rafters, because at the end of the day, he might be, even though Carmelo Anthony is a better overall player, Nikola Jokic might be the best Nuggets player of all time, which is fine. Carmelo had his, you know, his time in New York and then obviously at other places. And, you know, when you're top 10 in scoring all time, you're elite.
Chris Jackson was pretty filthy.
Chris Jackson was good. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he was good also.
Not enough time, though, you think? In that Denver uniform?
For Chris Jackson?
To say that he was one of the best Nuggets?
Yeah, he got hosed when he was standing during the national anthem. Like, he was doing what Colin Kaepernick was doing in the 90s. So think about how, you know, how they did him wrong. But going back to this Carmelo Anthony thing, Carmelo went to work last night. And that's just bulletin board material for him. And that Portland Trailblazer team, they love Carmelo Anthony. They love the leadership that he brings. They love the veteran maturity that he brings to the team because he's not only productive, you could go to Carmelo Anthony for different type of, you know, I guess, influence game because he's been around so long. So you could look at him as a mentor and he can come out and give you 20, you know, any random time.
Sure.
So now you're playing a series to where he's being disrespected. He's being disrespected. Shout out to Snoop Daniel. We got our
shout out, Snoop. Hey, Snoop, just come on in here, man.
But, you know, just keeping it real, that's very disrespectful what they did to Carmelo Anthony by giving Nikola Jokic this number. And now it's coming back to bite him in the ass. And they also screwed over Yusuf Nurkic because they said, hey, we have too many centers here.
See ya.
We're going to trade you away to the Trailblazers for basically nothing. And he played pissed off last night, so too.
You think there was some added motivation on 1,000%, multiple fronts, huh?
1,000%.
I like that. Now, I'm also going to ask you one more thing. I mean, we could clearly be seeing this. This could be a sweep. I was not embellishing with that. I wasn't just, you know, throwing that out there. Like, that's a real, like, I firmly believe that. I think Jokic, as good as he is, as great of a season as he has had, I think he's going to be asked to do too much. There's already too many miles on those wheels for this portion of the track, right? I'm telling you right now, man, it adds up. He's going to have to take a break. We already talked about the bubble and how it affected going into the season. Those wheels got a lot of miles on him, man. Those wheels got a lot of miles. I think he needs a rest just a little bit, and I think he's just got too much. He doesn't have enough help or support from Gordon that I'm seeing, or Porter Jr. If the Nuggets are going to make this a series, Porter's got to hit big shots. He's got to hit the shots that Murray was making.
Yeah. You might be right, my guy, because, again, I had the Blazers winning this series, and I thought, you know, Nikola Jokic would be able to get his team to at least win 3 games. But then when I was watching last night and looking at these matchups, and they're trying to put Little Campazzo, who's basically J.J. Barea reincarnated, out on the floor against Damian Lillard, good luck, my friend, because you ain't guarding him. Like, Damian Lillard was licking his chops last night to a very, very
quiet,
easy
very
34
quiet,
and 13.
Quiet 34.
You know, and then CJ McCollum's out here rocking people and stuff like that. I'm like, man, how do you guard these guys? And then that Robert Covington, Norman Powell pickup, those are very Rocco, underrated man. Pickups.
I love the addition when Rocco came to Houston.
Yeah.
And he was doing his thing in Philly, too, before then. So
yeah, he's a Swiss Army knife guy that could play in a big lineup or small lineup because he sits at 6'10". He could shoot the three. He's a really good defender. He'll help any team he's on. Yeah, versatile. You need those guys. That's where, you know, that's why Greg Brown is so valuable in the draft stock right now. Even though he didn't have the best year at UT, by him being a 6'9 guy like a Robert Covington.
With a shot.
With a decent shot. With a shot that's very, very, you know, promising with his form and whatnot. You know, that's why it was smart for him to bet on himself and stay in the draft because he sees guys like Jeremy Grant and Robert Covington and Michael Porter Jr. that are his size, sure, that are versatile players, and that's what's hot in the NBA right now.
Good right call. It's definitely the right call. I agree with the right call there.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Because you're allowed to say, hey, man, that is the right call, but sometimes, like, you know, I'll have to say, hey, you'll have to explain it to me a little bit more off air.
Yeah, I'm here to break it down,
man,
baby.
100. That was for the first right call that was the first time we did it in this year, right?
Yeah, the season.
The season.
We'll say that, the season.
Many more to come. It's gonna be, you know, and the go-to. It's going to be the go-to in the first hour.
The right call was also having this sexual chocolate
to showcase to everybody. I was going to say something on Twitch. I'm sitting here looking at some sand dollars right now, baby.
You know what I'm talking about? Our women's ratings have definitely gone up this episode.
See it on Twitch. Don't go nowhere. We got more Wagner Wire, hour number two.